This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
I want you to be honest with us for a second. Is it okay to cry at work? And when is the last time you did cry at work? 855-444-MEGA. Weigh in on crying at work. And if you're brave enough, just be like, yeah, I cried yesterday. When was it? 855-444-6342. Well, maybe think of this as Jimmy Kimmel, actually, when he was giving his opening monologue that everyone was watching. Literally, people are saying it was the most watched and most important opening monologue in late night talk show history. Everyone's eyes were on it. And Jimmy got emotional, started crying when talking about what had went down, talking about the death of Charlie Kirk. And some people, I actually saw a lot of people had posted this. I grabbed one person in particular, said, Kimmel returned to his talk show and, as expected, got emotional. How many meltdowns is Kimmel going to have on set now? Could you ever imagine Johnny Carson talking about politics, being angry, crying on set? Maybe Jimmy Kimmel should be endorsing his own brand of Kleenex now.
Ooh, ouch.
Jeez.
Yeah, they were really upset. Carson cried.
Did he?
Yes, he did, especially
on his... Kevin cry.
Yeah, because on his farewell.
Okay.
Yeah, I can remember that too. But yeah, you know, speaking of Kimmel, polling the audio got me choked up.
Did it?
Yes, yes. And you know, I mean, we kind of listened to it several times over and over, so you kind of then become immune to it. But
yeah,
it was one of those things where when you hear it for the first time, it's like, don't you start crying, because then I'm going to cry. I'm going to start crying.
And do you think it's different, Hannah, as a woman? When you cry at work, do you feel like women are then perceived as weak?
If that's the case, then consider me one of the weakest people ever. I cry at work like every week. So I don't know.
Why do we make you cry?
I'm always crying at work. I don't know. I would cry, I feel like, at any job. We're human. Stuff happens. Life happens. Like, I feel like, here I am crying. No, I'm just kidding. I feel like, in particular, like, life always happens while you're at work. You get a bad text. You know, family stuff is going down. You're stressed. I mean, even when I didn't work in radio, I would go in my old job and cry in the bathroom.
AB, as a woman, could you cry at work?
I think you can cry at work. Everybody was
You're
here.
Human.
Everyone was here the last time I cried at work. Our friend at a different station, but still in this office, Carl, left. And
oh,
I was
yeah.
literally
yeah.
an emotional wreck. Mm-hmm. And people kept, I was sobbing, and people kept coming by being like, you know, he's not dying, right? And I was like, I know, but he's leaving. I think it's fine.
Human emotions.
As long as
hit.
You're not doing it all the time, and it becomes like people are desensitized to you crying because you're doing it so often.
Are you trying to tell me
something? This is why I'm going to say no, that you shouldn't cry at work, is because what AB
just
said.
What are you supposed to do? What if you can't help it?
I think that you're not supposed to cry at work because, and it's not because, I don't want to like contradict a feeling I tell my son who's like going to school. I'm like, it's okay to cry at school if you miss us. It's something we talk about, but I think at work, it's not really about crying. I think the crying emotion is totally okay. I think it's totally acceptable. I just think we just don't live in a world where other people will perceive you the same. There is just natural biasness that happens at work. So people coming up to AB going, well, he's not dying, shows you that people around the office thought AB shouldn't be crying. And then you have to work with these people again. And I do think that people look at you and see you differently.
Well, too
and
bad,
that
man.
Is, I do think it sucks.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying that's the world we live in. That if you cry and then in the next meeting you're in, people are going to be like, I saw that side of them. And I think it should be considered a positive. It's just not. That's the reality we're living in.
Don't you know, though, or don't you think, though, too, it also kind of depends when you cry or what you're crying about? Like, are you crying because you got in trouble?
Yeah,
or you
that's
crying?
What I more so mean. Yeah. Like, where the emotions get. It's not like, oh, my grandma died and I'm a wreck and grieving. I'm talking about things get intense at work and tears come out because you got in trouble or a heated argument or somebody leaves and it's just business. Like, you're supposed to take the emotion out of it. I get and I agree. What I want to reiterate, I agree with embracing the emotion. I like people doing it, but the reality is I just don't think we're there as a society yet. And so then now people are going to see you as weaker. They just do. That sucks, but they do.
Except crying at work. Except crying at work.
Do you cry at work? Do you feel like people have treated you differently afterwards? Have people accepted it? Have they walked up to you like AB and said, hey, he didn't die? Or if they were like, hey, cry away. What is it like? And when is the last time you cried? 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. Is it okay? And is it acceptable to cry at work? It made me think of this. It was Kimmel. He got emotional during his opening monologue when he returned from late night TV. And I saw a bunch of people post it like, oh, my God, I can't believe he's getting emotional. Can you imagine Johnny Carson doing this? Jimmy Kimmel needs to be endorsed by Kleenex. This is like a post that people had made. And I think it's different when like Kimmel.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Giving an opening monologue, but like if when Kimmel got suspended and ABC comes in and said, hey, we're going to take you off the air indefinitely, you're going to be suspended. Do you think if Kimmel starts crying in that moment, just starts bawling his eyes out, are we judging him?
He's human. I like him more for that.
And do we think it's different for men or women? I think it's clearly different for men or women.
Yeah.
I think for a man, if a man cries, he cares so much. If a woman cries, like, get it together.
Yeah, for sure.
It is so true.
Judging,
Kevin, you said you saw people get fired. And they're like, I didn't want to cry in front of
you. Yeah, exactly. I've seen that. They don't want to cry. I always think, what happens if they go, all right, we got to let you go. And you just go, ah!
Yeah, right?
That like, would be me.
I
think you can't do that. Then people will judge you for that. It's not that you, I want you to do it. I think you should do it. We just, like I've said this before, this is a quote I've used to Hannah, and Hannah always says it. If you are in an office building and everyone says 2 + 2 = 5, even though 2 + 2 = actually 4, the answer to the question is 5. Like, you can't just be the only one screaming at the top of your lungs. Like, sometimes there is a court of public opinion, and we as a society have not embraced emotions. It sucks. I think we need to get it together, society. But in the office, you are less likely to get promoted. You are less likely to be perceived as strong. And it does suck that way.
Yeah, they always say it's business. It's not personal.
Yeah.
But when you're the one it's happening to, it is personal.
Dude, so I will tell you this. I feel like pretty strong-willed. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
I get in trouble and I laugh about it most times. Would you guys agree with that too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got in trouble one time, got written up again, And this is like nothing for me, but it was when my mom was dying.
Ooh.
And it literally was like the week before my mom was dying. I got written up for something stupid. Who knows? Probably said something I wasn't supposed to. They call me in the office and they're like, hey, we're going to write you up. And I just started crying. And everyone was like, what is wrong with you? What is happening? I'm like, my mom is dying. And yeah. It became really awkward from there on out. They I don't know if they even finished my write-up. They're like, well, never mind. We'll take it back.
Yeah.
Because I cried and changed how we did business in that moment. And whether I had a reason to cry or not, they like put the write-up slip away, I think.
If I cried, our boss would be like, here we go again. We just got a text that said, I work a corporate job and my work bestie was fired at the end of the day yesterday.
Damn.
Ooh. She left screaming and I bawled the entire time. My boss said, I know you're just sensitive.
See?
Oh my
gosh. I'm telling you.
That's horrible.
Him.
That's how the society sees it. Maxine, do you feel like you're allowed to cry at work? Have you cried at work?
I do think you're allowed to cry at work, and yes, I have cried at work. I actually cry at work kind of frequent because I had a daughter just going through all the postpartum things and then dropping her off and then picking her up. It sends you in a whirlwind, especially whenever you work 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. It really gets at you sometimes.
Again, another societal
issue.
That's
what I've been saying. It's human life.
Society in America forcing moms to go back to work so early in this child's life because you just got to make the dollar and put food on the table, and then you're an emotional wreck. Do you feel like people look at you like, oh, she's not ready to be working. She doesn't care. Her mind's somewhere else?
Thankfully, I work in a small, like, auto glass shop, so in my office, there's only me and two other people, which another one of them, she's my great coworker, and she's a mom, too, and then our manager, he's a dad, so he's a dad of three, so he really gets it, he really understands it.
Awesome.
And understanding, like, kids get sick, you know, a lot of times you just miss your kids, and... You know, it just happens. He's a very family man, so he gets it. Good. And so does my coworker, Jill.
It sounds like you work at an
They're
awesome
great.
Place.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you do windshields. Hang on, hold on.
I was going to say, where were you?
Hannah's cracked a lot of windshields in her lifetime. Janet, do you think it's okay to cry at work?
Yes, I do.
When's the last time you cried?
Oh, gosh. I work with special ed kids, so that happens a lot. So that's kind of a no-brainer. Well, no. I'm sorry. I love them. But sometimes they can be little jerks, you know?
Man, they make you cry. Like, I don't cry from sadness or sweetness. I cry because they hurt my feelings.
Well, no, listen, okay? I get my staff picture taken every year, and I don't smile. That's just me. I had a student come up to me and say, you know, Miss Janet, if you would smile, you could get a husband.
That was ruthless.
Oh.
See, some kids are ruthless.
Kids are
started to cry then.
All
the single jokes we make to AB, we don't know that she's actually secretly crying on the side.
Yeah, just every day in the bathroom, guys.
Kayla, do you think it's okay to cry at work?
Oh, yeah, 100%. If not, I'd be fired.
Mood, Hannah said.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.